Well, God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and it's great to have another fellowship here after having a wonderful time away in Norway, and we had nice 12 days in Spain before that, but I had such a great time in Norway seeing the believers there, seeing the thriving fellowship and the hearts to learn, the needs being met, and people just want to move with God and learn and understand and apply the word. And Siri's got a fantastic, thriving fellowship, and God's working all over the world, bringing his people together to consolidate them. And this word consolidate really come into my heart. I looked it up on the dictionary on Google, and it says consolidate means to make something physically stronger or more solid, or combined a number of things into a single more effective or coherent whole. And that's what God wants to do with the body of Christ. When each believer is walking by the Spirit of God and being led by the Spirit of God, they're going to be doing what God wants them to do. And God will bring his people together as that one body, consolidated together, strong and prospering. And that's what the body of Christ is going to do. As we put the things of God first in our life and not our own things and our own desires and our own agendas, then God can really go to work, and many people can be touched and affected and blessed by our life, stand and walk. And tonight my teaching is death and life are in the power of the tongue, and we continue on this theme of faith and confession, and we're going to stay in this theme for a while as God shows and leads us to do this, because we need to get this really established. We may have an idea or a concept or a small concept or understanding of this subject, but this is what's really going to be the game changer in our own personal lives and in our lives as witnesses and ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ, and as a body as a whole. If we're all saying what God says, then great things are going to happen. God can really go to work powerfully and mightily, and we're his sons of God. We have got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We can do the same things that Jesus Christ did, and even greater. Jesus Christ, he spoke the Father's will. He declared what God said. He spoke to his mountains. He called those things not, just like God did, as though they were. And we can do the same thing. So tonight I want to go through the scriptures and see the emphasis that God has put on our confession, what we say with our words. So if you go to Proverbs chapter 18, we're going to have a look in there, and we're going to build it up from here. And so I would encourage you guys, listen on the line, to really stay in this subject, work it, listen to the teachings, apply the teaching, apply it, start practicing the confession. You may get blessed just listening to the teaching, but if you want to stay blessed, then work it, make it your own, and start to say what you want rather than what you see. And this is just so important. Thursday, this coming Thursday, we're going to be doing fellowship, and we're going to make it available on the Skype. If you want to join us, my Skype username is PowerFilled, that's PowerFilled 777. That's the numbers, 777. PowerFilled 777. If you want to dial in and join us in the fellowship here and to hear the word of God live as well, that'd be a great encouragement to us. And I know you're certainly getting encouraged, because God's at work and great things are happening, and we're going to say what God says. So in Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." And fruit is always an indication that seed has been sown, and from that seed there comes fruit. The plant grows, and then all of a sudden fruit starts to produce. And our words are the same, work in the same way. You can read Matthew 13 in your own personal time, and you can see that the word of God is seed. Our own words are seed. But what type of seeds are they? It all depends what you're speaking. And we want to be speaking what God says, because there's life in the word. In Hebrews 4:12 it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, living energy, okay, sharper than any two-edged sword." So when we speak God's word, his word runs swiftly through the earth. So we want to declare what God says. It's important that what we say, negative or positive, is a seed, and we get the results of what we're saying. It will show up in our life somewhere. So if you take a look at what you've been saying and what's manifesting in your life now, you'll trace back what you've been speaking. So this is just a really powerful truth that we can learn and we can make our own and we can develop in it and we can grow in it. Proverbs 12, if you go to Proverbs 12, we're also see what the Word of God says there about this. In Proverbs 12, verses 13, it says, so we're going to read verses 13 through to 19, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. Why? Because they're going to be saying what God says. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, because he's been saying what God says. And the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. So if a man goes out to work, he has reward for the work that he does, and we'll have reward also from the words that we speak. Very powerful, isn't it? Verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So I would say if you listen to what's being shared tonight, you're going to be wise. And if you place it in your heart and start to practice it, you're going to be wise and you're going to get blessed. Okay, verse 17 of that verse says, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. It's going to be evident, but a false witness deceit. Verse 18, there is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. See the emphasis God has put on the words that we speak. We're either speaking words of death or life. What words are you speaking? Verse 19, the lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. See, let our words be established forever. God's word is established forever. It lives and abides forever. It's written in the stars. Okay, and whatever's been declared by God, that's how it's going to be. So when we start coming into agreement with God's word, we'll start to manifest those things that God wants us to manifest. So these things are just very important. And to look at the scriptures, we start to see the heart of God and his heart for us, and that he really wants us to declare his word from our lips of believing. So Proverbs 15 and in verse 2, it says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. So we want to use knowledge aright. We want to say the things how God sees it and how God says it. So these records really bless me, and they really kind of enhance what I'm to speak. I'm to speak what God says. And we know from previous teachings that I've done, that is from those great and precious promises, is the promises of God that we say. The things that are for us today, those promises of God, we declare the promises rather than what we see. And God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he's going to give us wisdom. He's going to give us understanding, because we've set our heart for that. And the most important thing is that what you're looking at and what you're saying becomes a part of you. It goes into your heart. And that gives you a vision of who you are and where you're going to go. So if we're constantly saying what the world says or what our circumstances says, we're never going to rise above our believing, because that's what we believe, because that's in our heart. And then that's what's going to come out of our mouth, and we just go in a circle where we stay in the same position. And it's the word of God that sets us free. In John 8 it says, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we got to continue in this word, not just come into fellowship every week, but daily continue building our heart with the truth of the word. When we're faced with a situation, then we can say what God says about that situation. And we all get challenges. We all got thoughts and emotions. And we've been programmed since the time we've been born with rejection, with hurt, with pain. And a lot of believers are still dealing with these type of issues. But we need to guard our heart, and we need to build that new man. We need to start putting the word of God and program our heart with what the word of God says. We need to activate the new man and walk in that new man, walk in that newness of life or we're feeding the old man. So what man are you feeding? Are you reckoning that old man dead? Are you keeping him alive through the words of your mouth? Or are you being renewed in the life of your mind, like it says in Ephesians? Okay, by saying what God says. That's how we renew. We say what God says, and then that becomes into our heart. And then it builds a vision in our mind of who we truly are now in Christ. So these things have just very much blessed me, and these teachings have been such a blessing, teachings from Amy and Jason and other people. It's just really wonderful and encouraging, and we really need to grasp the concept of faith and confession and the power of our words. We're either releasing words of death or releasing words of life. So what have you been saying about your health? What have you been saying about your relationships? What have you been saying about your finances? What have you been saying about your spiritual walk? And what have you been saying about others? Because all the things that you say will have an effect. It will become. These are just very powerful truths. So that gives you something to think about. What have you been saying about your health? Have you been saying what your circumstances say about it? What the doctors say about it? Or are you saying what God says about it? The truth that you were healed by his stripes, that you're prospering and being in health because your soul's prospering in the word. That's what we really need to say. Now, the facts, it may be fact that you might have a bad leg or a bad back, but we don't have to confess it. We're not denying it. We just don't have to acknowledge it. We acknowledge what God says about it, and that's the difference. It's the same with our finances. It's the same with our relationships. It's the same about what we say about our walk with God and where we are. And it's also the same about what we say about others. If there's someone that you don't like, or there's someone that kind of gets up your nose, then start saying what you want to see about that person. Speak those fitly spoken words with that person. Hold the standard of the word in your conversation. Let your words be encouraging words, loving words, kind words. And then pray. You can also pray for those things as well as your confession. And we have to believe what we're saying in our heart. It can't just be something that we say off the top of our head. We have to truly believe that what we're saying is done. Have we been foolish with our words, or have we been wise? I can guarantee you've been foolish and we've been wise. But we want to become more wise. We want to use the wisdom of God. And a great declaration that you can say is, like in James, it says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Well, ask God for wisdom, then start saying that you have the wisdom of God. Start calling the end result. Don't say what is now, say what you want to see. So you call the end result to you. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. And we'll go to verse 7. Proverbs 18, and in verse 7 and 8 it says, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Why is he a fool? Because he hasn't really got the word of God dwelling in his heart. He hasn't got a knowledge. He hasn't applied his heart to understanding. So he'll be saying the wrong things. So a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer, someone that's always talking about other people, are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. It affects people. How we've been spoken to, how we've been treated, has an effect on that person. It gets into their heart, and then they start thinking, well, I'm no good, and I'm not worthy, I can't do these things, because they've always been told, you're never going to be good at this, you're never going to be good at that. And so now we need to start speaking into people's lives God's word. We need to start saying, I see greatness in you. I see great potential in you. You're a wonderful believer. You're a mighty ambassador. You're a blessing to be around. That's my dogs. They want to get their word in there as well. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 19 and 21. 19 through to 21. It says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. Wow. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools are for want of wisdom. That's powerful stuff. Pardon? Okay, so... yeah, so fools die for want of wisdom. I printed out the scriptures and it didn't really come out. The print didn't come out properly, so I read it wrong. Okay, Proverbs 10:31. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom. Okay, who are the just? Us. We're believers. And our words should be wisdom, fitly spoken words. Words that are inspired from God. Words that are energized, that will build faith in others. When you have faith, your faith will build faith in others, because your words and your actions will be corresponding to that. So the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. In other words, it's no good. Verse 32, the lips of the righteous knoweth what is acceptable. We know how to speak. We know how what to say and what not to say. But the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. So these are just great truths. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And he winneth souls because his heart is filled with the word. His passion is to live unto the one true God, to reach out to others. So it's just really great. We need to build our heart. So from the heart comes the issues of life, is, you know, what we put, what we've programmed ourselves with. If you program a computer, that's what you're going to get from that computer. Whatever you input to that computer, the data that you put into the computer is what you, how the computer is going to respond. And it's the same with us. What are we inputting into us? Are we feeding ourselves with the words of our friends, our mum, our dad, our auntie, uncles, the news, what we're hearing about what other people are saying? Are we programming our heart with that? Or are we programming our heart with the words of life that give us life, and then when we speak, it gives other people life or an opportunity to believe? Matthew 12, if you go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, we will start in. And it says in verse 33, either make the tree good and his fruits good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruits. In other words, you are the tree. So either make yourself good or you make it evil. Right? Make it good by filling it with the word, by getting God's wisdom and understanding in your heart and releasing it through your words and your action, your attitudes, and it will start to affect your emotions in the right way. See, we are body, soul and spirit. We are complete in every phase of that, according to what God says. But if we're saying what the world says, then we're not going to manifest that completeness. The truth is, we are complete in Christ, body, soul and spirit, emotionally. In every category of our lives, God has provided everything for us. He's given us his word that we can declare and speak, that we can have a knowledge of what he says, and that we can appropriate it in our situations, that we can call those things not as though they are. We can speak to our mountains. We can command those mountains out of the way, those problems out of the way, and act accordingly by walking in wisdom, by being led by the Spirit of God. Verse 34 says, O viper, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. And also, your actions. You're going to be acting that way. So you can tell where someone is by what they say and what they do. You can see their level of walk. Like you can see faith. Right? You can see where a person is. And then, if you see someone's not in line in their life, you can help them. If they want help, you can help them. You can show them what God says. But they have to appropriate it. They have to make it their own. So it's okay listening to teachings if you're going to do something with them. But otherwise, you're just going to get blessed for that moment in time. We've been there. I've done it myself. But now it's time for action, because God is consolidating his people together. There's no division in the body of Christ. So we can say there is, because we're saying what we see, or we can call those things not as though they were. God is bringing his people together. He's consolidating them. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure or thoughts of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure or thoughts bringeth forth evil things. What's in there is going to come out. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Can you see how powerful our words are? And this is coming from God's word. I never knew how powerful my words were until I started to learn it from God's word. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm just looking at a few scriptures here to give us an understanding and to help build up. But you should make this your own. You know, this is practical stuff that you can start to do. You can start to build your heart with God's word. You can start to say God's word from your mouth rather than your situations if you're not doing that. If you're doing that, that's great. Build upon it even more daily. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth. Why? Because it's going to produce that corrupt communication. It's going to come manifest in your life. But that which is good to the use of edifying, building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The other people start saying the same thing. Ecclesiastes 10:12 says, you can go to Colossians 4:6, but I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 10:12. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow him up. And I think that's amazing. That was under inspiration, Solomon speaking, writing these things here. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, favorable, but the lips of a fool will swallow him up, will swallow up himself. And in Colossians 4:6 it says, let your speech be always with grace, favor, seasoned with salt, committed words, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. So it's good, the suggestion here is, it's good to write down your own confession based on the scripture. So we want to start saying what God says, and the best place to start is looking at your own life and the needs in your life and start finding the promises of God for them. So for an example, I'll give you three scriptures which you can start with, and you can certainly add many more. So in the era of having lack, right, that could be lack of anything. Psalms 23 verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Philippians 4:19 says, God shall supply all my needs. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, because God's going to supply all my needs. And I am prospering, 1 John 2, and being in health because I'm prospering in the word of God. Galatians 3:13 says, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Any sickness on you has to die because you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You've been redeemed from poverty. You've been redeemed from lack. So we start seeing what God says about these things and start saying what God says. We need to know, what does God say, and how you can find that out is in the scripture. So for poverty, God has given me wealth. For sickness, God has given me health. So we can say that. When you're in a situation and it seems like you've got a lot of lack, say no. For poverty, God has given me wealth. And for sickness, God has given me health. Now, you're not lying. How can you lie if it's God's word? Because God's word is truth, right? So you're not lying. You're not denying your circumstances in the sense of, oh, it's not really there. The circumstances may be there, but the truth is that you don't have lack, right? And you don't have sickness, and you're saying what God says about it. That's the difference. So you're not lying. You're not denying your circumstances, but you're denying your circumstances to live and to continue by saying what God says. So for poverty, God has given me wealth. For sickness, God has given me health. We say what God says. So you might feel like you're lying if you're sick, and you might feel you're lying because you've got a lack of finance, but you are not lying if you're saying what God says. That's what I'm trying to say, basically, right? So we say what God says, and this is how we do by building our heart with the truth of his word. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." As you think in your heart right now, Proverbs 23, 7 that was, as you think in your heart right now, that's how you are. But when you start to change the picture of yourself and see yourself in the light of God, then you're going to start to act differently. You're going to start to talk differently. And you'll start to manifest things differently. It's very, very powerful. So what you continue to say will get into your heart, and it will bring forth and build a picture of yourself and the life you're living. So if you're not happy with where you are right now and with what you have and what you don't have, you need to start calling the promises of God. Call them. Call the end results. Don't stay confessing what you haven't got and what's wrong with you and what's wrong with your relationships. But start saying what God says. And then over time, over a period of time, as you build your heart and you're truly believing it in your heart and saying it with your mouth, you will start to manifest the greatness of God's goodness in your life. But you've got to be faithful. It says a faithful man shall abound in blessings. We have to be faithful, practicing the truth, practicing this word, living it. And you'll find that the old man nature things of you will just drop off. It's not that you've got to focus on your old man nature. A lot of people focus on their problems and getting them right. They start to dress the flesh, really. But when we just take the focus off what's going on and start putting it onto God's word and confessing it and living it and applying it, then those old habits will automatically drop off. To renew your mind is not an effort from you. It's just an application of God's word and switching your focus. Proverbs 3, you can go to Proverbs, we're going to stay in Proverbs. So we go to Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 1. So again, whoever's listening to this, you can actually build upon this. You can look at more scriptures. There's a lot more scriptures. I'm just covering a few of them. And Proverbs 3:1, it says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." So keep what the word of God says in your heart. And as you do that by muttering it to yourself, by saying the word to yourself, just like in Joshua. When God says to Joshua, you know, "You shall meditate upon this word, okay, and it shall not come out of your mouth." This word meditate means to mutter, to say to oneself. You say the word of God to yourself, you build your heart, you're going to believe your words more than you're going to believe anybody else's. So when you're saying God's word to yourself, that's going to get into your heart, okay, and then what's going to come out of your mouth is going to be what God says. Proverbs 4:4, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live." Keep the word. Where do you keep it? In your heart, and release it by your confession and your actions. It reminds me of Psalms 119 verse 11, where David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." He's not going to miss the mark if he's saying what God says, if he's got that word there as a source of supply also, as well as the Spirit of God in him. See, we got the Spirit of God, and we got the Word of God also, that is in the Scriptures, that we can claim those promises. And that Spirit of God is a source of our supply, and also the Word of God is a source of our supply. God is the source of all supply, and he's provided his Word, and he's provided us the Spirit. And a great thing to do is word studies. Little word studies will help you build a better understanding of the Scriptures for yourself. And you can develop yourself and then do chapter studies as well as word studies and book studies. So you start. You need to begin. You need to begin to build this word for yourself. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through to 24 says, verse 20, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." Why? So you can say the same thing. "Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine," what? "Heart. For they are life unto all those that find them." This word is life. "And health to all their flesh. Keep thine heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. That word keep can also be guard. Guard thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Why? Because it's going to bring the perverse things into your life. It's going to bring the wrong things into your life, the wrong manifestation of things. That God is going to bring the opposite to what God wants you to have. Proverbs 5:1 says, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. See, what I'm sharing right now is God's understanding. That and it's also God's wisdom, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Your lips keep knowledge. So how are your lips going to keep knowledge? By you confessing them. By you saying what God says. By you rehearsing them. And we're going to finish off in Proverbs chapter 7. And in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1, it says, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Where? In the heart, right? Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. And call understanding thy kinswoman. What powerful verse of scripture that is. Say unto wisdom. Wisdom, you are my sister. Understanding, you are my kinswoman. So this is just very powerful from the scriptures. These are just a few, and there's many, many more in the word. Why don't you go and look them up for yourself? I'm going to do some more study on this. So again, just remember, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And we don't want to call those things that are going to bring us hurt. That's going to help us stay in the same situation we may be in, which may not be the best. But we want to call those things not as though they were. We call those things not as though they were by calling on the promises of God, by saying what God says about it, no matter how you feel, no matter what the emotion says. And also our actions, like our reactions, how we respond to something, is also releasing faith as well as our confession. And so we're continuing this in this vein and on this subject, and we're looking at it from different angles, and we're just really get a better understanding of this so that we can practice it, and that we can manifest God's things in our life. So I just encourage you to continue along with us. May God bless you. And again, don't forget, Thursday will be the Skype fellowship, and if you want to join us, it's my username on Skype is powerfield777. Just add that and I'll accept you. And then what I'll do, once it comes to 8 o'clock, I'll call whoever's joined on us, and we'll have a nice time of fellowship together in the Word of God, and we'll build each other's faith. So God bless you. Have a fantastic week. Keep that word hot in your heart and say it with your mouth. So God bless you.